of the shining. I can't avoid the lightning.
Moyle Show
with Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning. I feel so much better than yesterday.
Woo! Good.
However, I'm still sick.
How sick are you?
Well, I've probably got a bit of a head cold.
Right, okay.
But I don't like saying I've got a cold because you always forget just how bad a cold can be.
A bad cold can floor you completely.
Yeah. So I'm a bit sniffy and my voice is kind of deeper and a bit sexy.
It's a good voiceover day.
Well, if anybody needs voiceovers doing, let me know today. Today's the day to do it. With ample free parking.
I've got a new sausage shop opening in Stamford.
I've got a new sausage shop. Opening where?
In Stamford.
Stamford sausages. Tasty. How's
that's
that?
Really, actually really good. Thank
that
you.
Will be £10,000.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Wow.
It'll increase sales massively.
Okay, you know, the usage is only 7 days.
Ah, okay. And that's it, 10,000. Is that your...
Do you want to do a buyout?
That's your rates, is it? What's the buyout?
10,200.
Okay, I'll do a buyout. That sounds good.
What a sucker.
I'm not a businessman.
Got you there.
Really. You got me there.
Well, I'm on Global Player. If you want to watch us, just open up Global Player and we should be there. Shall I try it? Let me open up Global Player. So I open up Global Player. There's me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have it set to Radio X. And when I scroll up, there we are. Look at that.
It's so clever, isn't it?
So clever.
Look at that.
You can watch us live. So, yeah, I feel... it's weird. I don't feel great. But I feel so much better than I did yesterday.
Good.
Oh, I've got to take my tablets.
Oh, yeah,
now, which one? Do I take the red pill or the blue pill? Which one do you...
That is entirely your choice, I'm afraid.
Your choice.
This one is red and white.
Take both of those.
Legal.
This one is red and white as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Did it. Result
did
done.
It. Good.
And I'm getting good at taking these tablets now.
Let's see how you're feeling in half an hour. Let's monitor you very carefully.
And these are tablets that you brought back from Amsterdam, was it?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Yeah, called paracetamol. Or paracetamol, I'd say. Yash.
Yeah, you don't want to take them.
No, you don't take them. Terrible side effects.
Not very good
or
perks.
Side effects.
Oh, I took them without making a silly face.
Oh, well done.
Sorry.
You didn't do your flailing arms.
Can't do that.
That's good, well done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My God. I did something yesterday, which I kind of know about already, but I do think it's worth pointing out.
Right.
Right? You know, if you're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to put on weight, because I know some people are try and get bigger.
Yeah.
And you go, I've only lost a pound. I've only put on a pound or whatever. Or, it's only £2. And you forget that £2, you put £2 in your hand, you can feel that.
You feel it, yeah.
You feel it.
Oh, yeah.
It's £2,
yep.
You know? It's the same way when someone goes, oh, it's only about a mile away.
Mm.
And then you have to walk a mile.
Yeah.
It takes you a lot longer than you think it does.
It does. It's absolutely.
So.
Yeah, true.
The 10,000 steps a day thing, right? Mm. So, Monday I went to the gym, overdid it, did way too much.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, by the time I got home after being here, I felt a lot better. Mm. So I was like, okay, do you know what? I'll get on the treadmill and I'll walk.
Mm.
Now, I know what happens on the treadmill when I walk. I get bored.
It is a bit, on a treadmill, I imagine it's quite boring.
So I'll jog for a minute and then I'll walk.
Mm.
And then I'll walk for another couple of minutes. Then I'll jog for a minute. Then I'll walk for a minute. Mm. Then I'll jog for a minute because I just get a bit bored.
Yeah.
But I felt great. And I felt it was, I was kind of sweating it out.
Mm.
Now, because I'm bored, I was going to watch Severance whilst I was on the...
Right.
Treadmill.
Yes.
But I couldn't be bothered. So instead, I started counting my steps.
Right.
And how many steps I was doing in a minute.
Okay.
And then therefore how many steps I'd have to do to hit this mythical 10,000 steps a day number.
Yeah.
So I worked out I was doing about 100... When I was walking, I'm doing about 120 steps.
Okay.
A minute.
So 2 a second.
Look at you.
It's Craig.
Vorderman.
Oh, thank you.
So...
New Rachel Riley.
That's 120 steps a minute, Dom.
Yeah.
And I need to walk 10,000 steps. That's what they say. You've got to do 10,000 steps.
You've lost me already if you want me to do that one. So you're doing what? 120 a minute?
Yeah, no, don't use a calculator.
I couldn't work that one.
Yes, you can.
I don't think anyone could do that.
Okay, right, so let's work it out. Okay. It's like a school.
So 10 minutes would be 1,200.
So let's break down your problem. Okay. Exactly. 10 minutes would be...
1,200 steps.
20 minutes would be...
2,400.
That's right. Now, let's go back to the 10 minutes. 10 minutes would be...
1,200.
Okay, all right, lovely. Now, so that, think of that as 12.
Why? I'm 12, okay, let's...
Think of it 12, as yeah. your 12 times table.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that's too tricky, half it, your 6 times table. Yeah,
12s, yeah. It's 2 12s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, 10 12s.
120.
Okay.
120.
Okay. So, 10 12, 12 hundreds would be...
One, whatever you said, 12,147. Sorry about that. So how long would you have to run for?
It's about 83 and a half minutes.
Minutes.
84 minutes, right, something like that.
Okay.
Which is almost an hour and a half.
Yeah. Now, how does that work then?
Now.
Because when I play golf, I play for about 4 hours.
Right.
And I'll do about 15,000 steps.
Right.
In 4 hours, though.
Yeah, it's 4 hours.
You're talking about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Do 10.
Yeah. You're stood still a lot.
Swing. True. I'm swinging.
And also...
I'm swinging.
And also, I was walking at... The lowest I walked at was four miles an hour.
Yes.
Which is quite pacey. So you're not walking at that pace.
No. Very true, actually. Yeah. Well, that's good. If you can do that every day, I don't think you need
to... I can't do that every day.
No.
Mm.
It's A, a lot.
But if you could, you
and
wouldn't...
And B, but that's an hour and a half. By the time I've finished and I've stretched and sweating and everything, and I've got to cool down, there's no point in getting in the shower.
Yeah.
So that's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right, minimum out of my day.
But I reckon if you did that, you wouldn't have to go to the gym. And you could do that instead.
But I'm doing that, though.
Mm. As well as the gym.
Yeah, but no, what you're saying there is, you know, if you didn't do that, you wouldn't have to train. Well, I'm training to do that. You're saying if you do that every day,
yeah.
if you do 2 hours of the treadmill every day, you don't need to go to the gym.
Well, you don't need Jamie to hurt you every other day.
It's different training, though, isn't it? Anyway, the point I'm making is...
Yeah.
10,000 steps a day is bloody hard.
It is, yeah. It's absolutely...
Especially now, if you look at me on Global Player, I'm sat down behind a microphone and will remain so till 10 a.m.
Yeah,
I only did 6,000 yesterday.
That's still good. I probably didn't do very much at all yesterday.
Not many.
I probably did less than that, I think.
So 6,000 steps, Dom.
Yeah. Oh.
Divided by 120 steps per minute.
Yeah.
That's 50 minutes.
50 minutes.
Sounds about right.
So I did an hour yesterday on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Now, some of it was running, some of it was jogging, most of it was walking. But so I probably knocked off about 7,500 steps.
That's
which is
fine.
Three quarters of what you need to do in a day.
Yeah, that 10,000 is only a guide. It's not a mathematical...
And here's the thing. Who said 10,000?
Exactly.
Like, if you got to 9,000 steps a day...
Yeah.
Does that mean that you're never going to lose weight?
Who did decide?
But if you do 10,000...
Yeah.
Now, does it need to be 10? What if you did 9,996?
You need to hop.
I'm just not losing any weight.
Yeah.
Like, five a day. Who told us that?
Don't know.
The fruit police.
Yeah, the fruit police. Exactly right, James.
Who are the fruit police?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't come after you, though, do they?
It can do.
Safi says the 10,000 steps thing was made up by a Japanese pedometer company. It's not real. Now, I remember hearing something about that.
Oh, really?
Helen in Adelaide said, I am on a 130-day streak of 10,000 steps a day.
That's awesome.
And loving it. Although I am a bit obsessed now and can't stop.
Right.
Helen, has it done anything? Like, do you feel...
You must have lost weight.
Like, A, why did you start doing it? And B, have you achieved what you wanted to achieve? And, you know, what are you getting out of it now after 130 days?
Yeah, that's very good.
Chris, I work in the kitchen. Yesterday I did 22,000 steps. Christmas Day at work, I did 32,000.
Good Lord.
Yeah, maybe I'm doing something wrong.
TG is a postman who is doing around 26 to 28,000 steps every day.
Wow, and he's a driver.
Yeah. It's like the Flintstones.
You imagine the guys with the rounds, what they're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought it's a lot. And then the other thing I was thinking about, so I'm watching the calories going up.
Mm.
Now, I was devastated when somebody said to me, so you know when you're on an exercise bike or a treadmill and it says you've burned 10 calories? I mean, you have, but you haven't.
Mm.
And I'm like, what do you mean I haven't? Well, it's not like you eat this biscuit and it's 10 calories. Then you get on the treadmill and you walk until you burn off 10 calories and you go, boom, it's wiped out.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. And I'm like, why doesn't it work like that? That's what we've been fed for years and years. This pie is 100 calories, I wish. So therefore, I'm going to burn off 100 calories on the treadmill. Zero calories, enjoy the pie.
Yeah,
don't worry like that.
No.
Why? Well, there's sugar in the pie or salt in the pie and stuff in the pie. I'm like, oh, no. That was never discussed.
No.
We didn't agree that. It was purely calories.
Yeah.
Isn't that the 10,000 thing a day? Because you burn off X amount of calories and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it don't work like that. Well, how does it work?
Most
and then you've got skinny people going, I can't put weight on.
I know.
And they don't get any sympathy because the majority of people want to lose weight.
Mm.
So they get no sympathy from the rest of the world.
It's true. I remember back in the day, you were trying to lose weight. Vernon Kay was trying
Correct.
To put weight on.
Yeah.
At the same time.
That's right.
He was getting really annoyed. You were getting really annoyed for completely different reasons.
And he's like, oh, I need to put weight on.
Mm.
And I'm like that. You, what? And we're both, you know, we both had respect for each other.
Yes, yeah. He was trying to bulk up for American football.
But I thought he was an idiot, because I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Need to get bigger.
Yeah.
I'll put you on my diet. He went, oh, that kind of big.
He was ordering bacon and cheese sandwiches for breakfast, I remember.
Was he?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
With extra chips.
Extra chips.
So, yeah, the whole thing is just set against you, man.
Mm. Did you get your 10K, though?
Oh, yesterday? Oh, probably not. I don't know.
You must be close if you walked
for an hour. Okay, so it doesn't add it into my steps, which is annoying. Okay, so yesterday, what was yesterday?
25th.
So yesterday I did 3,156 steps according to my phone.
Okay.
That can't have the treadmill on it.
What?
That can't have the treadmill
on it. No. So the treadmill would have been at minimum 7,200. So I did my 10,000 steps yesterday.
Exactly.
Can't you see I'm wasting away? I'm waif-like. It's so annoying. I add the Peloton to my health app. Has anybody else got this? God, I know this is boring.
I've got a health app, but I haven't got.
But it doesn't work out my step count. So it's synced up. My Peloton app and my health app are synced up. And if I look at what I walked yesterday.
Hmm.
It says that, what day was yesterday? The 25th?
Yeah.
2.2 miles.
Right.
I'm like, but I did 4 miles on the treadmill. So where's my 4 miles? God damn it.
Gotta sync it up.
How many steps have you done today?
So 587.
Far? I've done 694.
446.
Ah.
You win, Dom.
I win that
pretty
one.
Pretty good going,
Yeah, thanks.
Do you know what? During the adverts of the news, I might just walk around on the third floor.
Yes.
And do what are you on?
I'm on, what did I say? Sorry, 694.
694 for you.
Yeah, that's James, just because I walked from the car.
587.
587. And I am, what am I? Steps. 567. I'm 446. Oh, wow. I'm quite a bit behind you, Dom.
Yeah, I knew because I had to park the car and walk. That was all.
I'm going to catch you up.
Are you?
Yeah.
We could just wander around the studio while I'm reading the news.
No, I'll go out to the floor, the office down there, so there's more room.
Yeah.
Yeah, way more steps in.
Just go. Skip.
Have a little run round.
Skip? Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Does it? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. And it's more fun than walking, isn't it? I haven't skipped for ages. When's the last time you scapped? Not for a long time.
Ages.
I used to be good at skipping.
I used to love skipping.
It's just efficient, isn't it?
Yes. It's way more fun. Why doesn't everyone start skipping rather than walking?
It's because it's hard and it's boring.
It's really fun.
Where's the fun element in skipping?
You try skipping and keep a straight face. Honestly, it puts a spring in, literally puts a spring in your step.
And it doesn't.
It releases endorphins. It really does.
What are these dolphins everyone talks about?
They're really clever, very clever.
But the gym doesn't release endorphins for me. I hate the gym.
It's meant to, isn't it? That's the thing. It's meant
It doesn't.
No.
Chocolate's good for me. I like that. I like the feeling I have when I have a nice chocolate.
That's it. That's a bit of dopamine.
Or, you know, cider. Yeah. Or Laurent Perrier Rosé champagne.
It all works.
It's a nice feeling. Right. I like, after a few beers, right, when no one else is around, Don, I'm eating chips.
Yeah.
Makes me feel great.
That's it. Well, that's good.
Maybe not so great the next morning, but at the time, makes me feel great.
It's all about the moment.
Going to the gym, no dolphins.
No.
Skipping, no dolphins.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying what everyone else is thinking.
Yeah.
It's true.
Exercise is all made up rubbish.
I think I need a holiday.
It wasn't that long since you had one.
When's your next one?
Sooner rather than later. I told you, Tiff had to work. My week off at the beginning of March, Tiff had to work.
Right.
I was like, oh, what? I've got this week off from here to here. Yeah, and I've got to go to New York. When? From here to here. Oh, that's the same date. And she's like, sorry. I told you, I went, oh, maybe I go to New York with you. What's the temperature? -6. Yeah, you're on your own, love. Yeah. I'm off to Dubai.
Go to the sun. always choose the sun.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm off for a little bit next week.
Wasn't even sunny. What?
I'm off for a little bit next week.
What? Where are you going?
Amsterdam.
What for? Chelsea. Stupid, cheap holiday expert stuff. Yeah. Stupid, cheap holiday expert.
Will you be going to, yeah.
To Amsterdam, yeah.
To Amsterdam, oh, great.
Going on the ferry.
Are you going on the ferry?
Yeah, I've never done that.
How long does that take?
Overnight.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. I go from Newcastle.
Oh, down there.
From Newcastle?
Yeah.
So you're going to go all the way to Newcastle to get the ferry to go to Amsterdam?
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
Well, we're doing the ferry. She wants to do the
ferry. Can you only get the ferry from Newcastle?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to be...
Does it make it cheaper than flying?
It is cheap, yeah.
But you've got to get to Newcastle.
Well, yeah.
So how do you get to Newcastle?
I'm going to get the train up to Newcastle.
Now, is this going to be part of the video, or is the video going to start in Newcastle? Because if the video includes the train, you have to set the back. But if the video doesn't include the train, first class is where you live.
Absolutely.
First class is where I like.
That's where
Chelsea doesn't always let me do that.
Right.
No. We're going to start in Newcastle. That's... We're going to hire a car. And then put the car on the ferry. Go to the discotheque, because there's one on the boat.
Where are you going to hire the car?
In Newcastle.
So hold on. The cheap holiday expert is going to get two trains. So how are you going to get to the train station?
Tube.
So you got the tube to the train station.
Yeah.
Then the two train tickets.
Yeah.
Then you've got to get from the train station to the car hire place.
Yeah.
How do you get there?
Walk,
okay.
Close.
Then you hire a car.
Yeah.
Then you buy tickets for the ferry.
Yeah.
And then you go to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And then you need a hotel.
Yes. Right. We're going to have a little drive round.
So the cheap holiday expert, Dom, is spending money on tube tickets,
train
tickets, hire car, ferry, hotel.
Yeah.
We've got to spend money to try stuff.
Okay.
That's what
it's got to be cheaper to just fly, right?
Yeah, but you can't fly everywhere. Well, you can, but... You've got to try other stuff as well. The ferry looks fun.
But who are you appealing to? You can't afford to do it. Like, the people who would have to do all of that probably can't afford a phone.
Yeah, well, no, they can. They can.
How much is the ferry overnight, do you know, roughly?
About 100 quid. It's not much. I don't know, actually.
How much is the train ticket?
Oh, that's a lot.
Go on.
That's a pain.
Go on.
I'll be like 110 quid or something.
Now, is this each?
No, together.
Okay, and how much is the hire car?
210,
so. Hire car's 140.
140. So what's the hotel?
I don't book those. Let's say 150 a night.
And how you...
Well, it's going to cost you 350 quid to get there.
Yeah.
You're telling me you can just jump on a Ryanair?
Yeah, I know, but like, if you're a family and you fill up the car...
You're not a family.
I know, but that's what she's doing.
Yeah, but you're not bringing a family with you.
I know, but she does stuff that...
How family... Bring a family with you.
James, how family-friendly do you think that ferry crossing will be from Newcastle to Amsterdam overnight?
Well, we're not just going to Amsterdam.
Right.
Your mucky stuff.
No, I don't mean that. Oh, actually.
We are going to explore the Netherlands.
Are you?
In the car.
Oh, lovely.
Terry's been on saying, my daughter lives in the Netherlands. It's £38 return from Stansted instead of £300 on the ferry. Does James do maths?
What's that?
It's £38 return from Stansted to the Netherlands.
Hmm. Yeah, I know, but then you buy bags for the airplane.
You don't have to.
But
you can stick your little one under your seat.
I can put all the bags in my car.
Right.
Not everyone lives in Jeff in London, Chris. For Jeff's sake, what are you on about? What's that about in relation to?
Because you'd have to get a train from here to there.
But hold on. We're talking about James is going. Is that what you're talking about? Because I'm like, what are you going from Newcastle for? That's because he lives in London.
Mm.
So when you say not everyone lives in London, yeah, I'm aware of that. Thanks
James
very much.
Does.
Thanks
James.
Very much, genius.
James.
But James does.
Yeah.
From Newcastle Amsterdam for a cabin.
Right.
It's fun.
Yeah.
150 quid.
Who was that? Jamie in Dartmouth. Get back on the text, Jamie. I await your apology, numbnuts. You can also go from Harwich as well. There's a ferry from
Harwich.
In Essex.
I've done that crossing, Harwich to the Hook of Holland.
So you can do that, so you wouldn't need to go to Newcastle.
But I want to try the ferry. I went on a ferry.
You can get the ferry from Harwich. That's what we just said.
Oh, I see.
Hmm.
So you wouldn't need to go to Newcastle.
Wouldn't need to go to Newcastle.
Can I put a car on that one?
Yes, probably.
I don't know.
Imagine it's car ferry.
I don't know, James. I'd fly. In fact, last time we went to Amsterdam, we flew.
In fact,
because it was my birthday, we had champagne. You got a bottle of wine, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because it got a little bit bumpy on the way into landing.
That's it.
And you ended up with a white wine shirt.
I had two white wines, actually. It was lovely. Just take the edge off the landing. It was great.
Yeah, and that flight took 40 minutes.
Mm.
40 minutes from takeoff to landing.
The service was faultless.
Very few.
How long is the ferry?
Quite a while.
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lovely time.
Overnight ferry.
When are you going to go?
Next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hey, Dom, why don't we do the show on Saturday and then fly to Amsterdam, have a wicked night Saturday night, and then fly back Sunday.
Exactly. They will take us.
And while we're there, we go to the hotel where James and Chelsea are staying, and we cancel the reservation for a laugh.
Or put cornflakes in their bed. That'll show them.
Yeah.
They'll hate that.
The ferries are fun. With the prize dump, I got the ferry to the Isle of Wight.
First time you were ever on a ferry?
Ever been on one.
Incredible.
Amazing.
See, I haven't been on a ferry for years, but we used to go on ferries all the time. Dover to Calais, then drive down France.
Like, and this was apparently just a little one that I went on to Isle of Wight. The one we're going from Newcastle, it's got entertainment on.
Well, it's got a discotheque.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Duty free. It's got bars, bands, cinema.
All the bees.
You're going to be leathered, James.
By the way, you can take your car on the ferry from Harwich.
Can you?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, where are we going from there?
Also says you can get the ferry from Liverpool, although I'd imagine you've...
That's the wrong side.
That's quite a diversion.
It is,
I'm guessing.
16 hours.
Eileen says, morning everyone, I went on a cruise from Newcastle. It was so rough, I was throwing up almost immediately after leaving port. So have a great time, friend.
Hang on. Did you just say the ferry from Newcastle to Amsterdam takes 16 hours?
Yeah.
16 hours?
Yeah. That's what
16 hours.
And also, have you noticed, now, my geography's terrible, is he going up to Newcastle to come down?
Basically.
Right.
Yes.
16 hours.
16.
How slow are they going?
Still waiting on your apology, by the way, about the people living in London. Thanks very much.
Because they don't go fast, do they?
You can fly to Singapore in 13.
Oh, well, hold on a second. Hold on. You're in no position.
Can't you, though?
Do you remember that time you were driving to the south of France?
Oh, yes. And you...
On the same day I was flying to Miami.
Miami, yes. And you beat me.
Beat you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is it a hotel? Only stirred drink?
It was like a
You
really...
started off driving. I was still at home. Yeah. And then we went to the airport, waited a little bit, had something to eat, got on the plane, flew to Miami, got to the airport, waiting for the luggage, got in the hire car, whatever it was, got to the hotel, checked in, got into the room, unpacked, had a little drink, sat in the balcony, text you, how are you getting on? You're like, I'm about an hour away.
Yeah, it was forever.
I'm in Miami.
It was a 12-hour drive. Yeah, that's a long time.
Well, anyway, have a lovely time, James.
Thanks. What we're saying is, have a really good time.
I've never done the ferry that long.
Well, no. I can't believe that's how long it takes.
I've done the overnight ferry from Newcastle to Amsterdam. The term entertainment is generous, says Jess.
Generous entertainment, see? That's sounds good. Fun.
Make sure you film everything.
The Eurostar takes 4.5 hours.
I've done that.
All right.
Take that.
What, to Amsterdam?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Why not drive to Dover and get the shuttle?
Yes, that's another option. I was going to suggest that. Stick the car on the train, go through the tunnel and then drive the other end.
To be fair to Chelsea and James, not everyone lives in London. People live up north too, Chris. Oh, how southern you become in your ivory tower. Kiss my ass, you dope.
Ivory Tower is that.
Shut up.
That's
they don't
reaction.
Live there, though, do they? Is the point I'm making, don't. You absolute tick.
Hey, I get a night in Newcastle.
Tick.
Yeah. Tick.
Tick.
Yeah.
What a tick.
Yeah.
I love our listeners, but there's just literally...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of right troglodyte door heads in there.
Yeah.
Door handle heads.
But what we're saying is...
handle head!
Thanks for the feedback.
That's a good...
To be fair to Chelsea and James, not everyone lives in London. People live at North Sydney. Do you know what, as well? To be fair to Chelsea and James, they could also afford to fly first class, so shove that up your pipe and smoke it.
Could we?
You dird. Dird face.
These pints.
You dwad.
Yeah.
It's an right forum
Dom?
Here.
Yeah.
Dwad.
That's fine.
You...
No.
No.
Let's not play.
All right. Okay, I'm just saying.
Let's not play this game.
Just saying, I could just swap the letters
out.
Yeah,
we can.
So, you've... Hold on. You... Duck. Oh, anyway, Dominic's got the news next. Thanks for watching. The Chris Moyles Show. Bye-bye now. Radio
X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Zero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Zero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom. Supercharge your business today with the help of Zero.
Search Zero with an X.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On The Beach.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Spring into the future with the smartest iPhone yet. iPhone 16 Pro Max is built for Apple Intelligence, which helps you write, express yourself, and get things done effortlessly. What's even better, now at Vodafone, you can save a massive £360. Go online or in-store today. End 17th of April. Vodafone.
Saving on 5GB plan over 36 months, 100 megabytes max speed. Eligibility, credit checks and terms apply. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.2 or later.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more and be protected against future price rises by switching to one of our fixed price tariffs. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity every Sunday between 11am and 4pm. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor is expected to reveal even more cuts to benefits later. The government's been told their planned reductions on welfare spending won't save as much money as they thought. It's leaving some MPs and charities worried about the impact, as Issa Tate volunteers at a baby bank supporting families who are struggling.
These are people working long hours and they're still having to rely on benefits just to survive, not to go on holiday, you know, not to have a luxury car outside. It is literally to survive.
Defence spending will go up by more than £2 billion. Here's Rachel Reeves.
The world is changing. We can see that before our eyes. But we're not a passive government. We're an active one, stepping up our defence capability to keep our country safe and secure.
In other news this morning, a report says creating a smoke-free nation could lead to a significant boost to the British economy. Experts have examined what could happen if smokers spent their money on goods and services rather than tobacco. It's ahead of a final vote by MPs. It's on proposals to stop anyone born after 2009 in England from buying cigarettes. The competition's watchdog says Ticketmaster may have broken the law over ticket sales for Oasis last summer. It's raised a number of concerns, including tickets costing twice as much as others, but offering no added benefits. Dan Smith from Bastille was on the show yesterday. He was talking about fans getting frustrated by touts.
Knowing that you're in a queue with touts who have no interest in the gig and just want to resell them and rip people off, that's frustrating. But also, as you know, as someone in a band, we've been lucky enough to tour, you know, the UK and all over the world. You know, we do our best and we always have to keep prices as low as possible and still put on the best show that we can.
Ticketmaster say they've welcomed...
That's not from our show.
Was that not from our show yesterday?
It can't be, because I'm good at putting the microphone actually near the person
right,
talking
okay.
to his mouth.
Oh, okay. I presume that was...
Sounds like he's talking from, in another room.
From our show. It could have been another interview he did. He was talking about the issue yesterday.
Unless somebody in news grabbed him.
Right.
But why can't these people put the microphone near anybody's mouth?
Knowing that you're in a queue with touts who have no interest...
Knowing that you're in a queue with touts. That's what
yeah,
it would sound
yeah,
like
true,
in our show.
Yeah.
Unless they deliberately made it, you know, so it fits the rest of all the Global Newsroom clips.
Hey.
As in bad quality.
Ticketmaster say they welcomed...
Oh, what, smoking gear in there or what?
No.
Is Mark Wright looking after you?
No, they're
What's
not.
What's going on?
Ticketmaster...
Music gear?
Hang on, I've got to do Ticketmaster.
Yeah,
like.
Sure, say it.
Ticketmaster...
Don't mind me.
Ticketmaster...
Just crack on with it, for God's sake.
I'm going to do it right now.
Just do
I'm going to do the line now.
Come on.
Ticketmaster
got
say,
things to do, man.
What Ticketmaster say, in the interest of balance, is they welcome the CMA's input in helping make the industry even better for the fans. That's
yeah.
what
Do they say sorry?
They've said they welcome the advice, I think, is what they've said of the recommendations.
Yeah, how about saying sorry?
And we now know who's going to produce the next James Bond movie. Amy Pascal and David Heyman, who were part of the Harry Potter, Spider-Man and Paddington films in the past, will steer the new film.
Paddington.
Amazon gained creative control of the franchise back in February.
Paddington. The people who make Paddington are going to make the next James Bond film.
That's the way it's going.
Did they make Paddington in Peru?
I don't know, but...
Oh, God, help us all.
Yeah.
Sport.
I've not seen it. It's not meant to be excellent, is it? Wales scored in the 96th minute to rescue a 1-1 draw against North Macedonia last night in World Cup qualifying. David Brooks got the late equaliser.
Yeah, he did, which is weird because he doesn't play for Leeds.
He doesn't. It means Craig Bellamy is unbeaten as Wales manager still. Northern Ireland suffered a 5-1 defeat away to Sweden in their friendly in Stockholm. Arsenal will need to battle from 2-0 down in the second leg of their Women's Champions League quarterfinal with Real Madrid later. That's if they're to reach the last four. Over 20,000 tickets have been sold for the match, which is at the Emirates tonight.
Wow, that's nice.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
A bit of fog around to start with, leaving sunny spells for most places. Outbreaks of rain will move into the northwest of Scotland and Northern Ireland later. It's fairly mild, 17 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Shabba.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
What do you want?
Jam, please.
No problem. Let's sort that out for you right now.
You're a very naughty boy, aren't you, James? You're a little bit of a cheeky wizard, aren't you, James? You are.
You're a big boy, aren't you, now?
Now we need to delete those.
Out of all of them. Oh, I see, Willie.
All right, okay, great.
Do you miss Barney Baloney, who did a bit of children's entertainment for you?
No, I appreciated the time.
Right.
And I think that was it.
Right.
That was enough.
I thought he was cracking, I thought.
He was.
Brilliant.
The great children's entertainment.
I think we should have had him on every week.
Yeah, definitely.
I asked, but we couldn't afford it.
Can't afford it.
We actually couldn't.
That's true. He's in demand, isn't he?
Because we have little or no budget for this show, which brings in millions of pounds a year to Global.
We can't stretch to Barney.
Can't stretch to a kids entertainer from based in the Sheffield area.
Trains, hotels.
Yeah,
exactly.
Still to come this morning, I have an eBay read. As well as that, we've got two guests on the show. We've got Johnny Vaughan coming in.
Yes.
How things have changed.
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the day?
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I'd take shots at him. He didn't talk about me. And...
Mm.
And now look. We never met.
Did
we not? Didn't meet until we got to Radio X.
Did you not?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a photo of me, Johnny, Ricky Wilson, may he rest in peace, and Vernon Kay, may he rest in radio peace. No, as in, they're not at Radio X anymore.
No, yes. Still alive and well, just not here.
And that photo of the four of us, that was the first time Johnny and I had ever met in this room that we're in now. Wow. Never met before. And from there, a wonderful friendship blossomed.
Yes.
Morsey, give us a fag. Morsey, give us a fag. He doesn't even smoke.
Doesn't smoke.
He would just take them off me.
Just like nicking them.
And put them in his pocket.
Mm.
And then he would sell them.
So he did.
And I believe he bought an Audi R8.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, Johnny's in to talk about his brand new podcast, which is called, Dom?
It's called Bloomin' Legends.
Or...
Blooming Legends or Blimmin' Legends.
Yeah.
It could be Blimmin', Bloomin' or Bloomin'.
But I'd say Bloomin'.
Bloomin'.
Bloomin' Legends.
Bloomin'. I'd say Bloomin'.
Which you can hear on Global Player. So Johnny's going to come into the studio and talk about it.
Yeah.
So I've prepped the interview.
Okay.
I've written question number one.
Yeah.
Tell us about your new podcast.
That's it.
And that's all I've written.
That's it. And then, Johnny, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, because that'll be 25 minutes.
It will be quite easy.
I don't need to write any other questions.
Yeah.
But if you do have a question for Johnny, feel free. I won't have time to ask him, but 83936 or WhatsApp it to us. That'll be lovely. Then, if you've not been watching Last One Laughing on Amazon Prime Video, or whatever they call it these days, the UK version, you need to watch it. I'm only two episodes in. I need to watch the rest. But
so good.
Lou Sanders is a very funny comic on there, and we'll have her on the show today as well.
Great.
I don't know a lot about her, so it's going to be less of an interview, more of an awkward first date.
Yeah. She's very, very good on it.
So where are you from? So how did you get into... All right, okay. What? And what's the plan? I'd love to see you. All the best. Yeah.
I read two facts about her.
Yeah.
She's teetotal.
Yeah.
And vegan.
Yeah, I
did
read
you
that
see
as
that
well.
Too?
Yeah.
Did
and I'll be honest.
Did probably be thinking,
oh. Yeah. Honestly, I did.
Did it?
And I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, she'd be fun to go for a few drinks with.
Well, I was.
Oh, hold on. Now she's teetotal.
But you know, loads of people who don't drink.
I was thinking podcast.
Yeah, and are they fun?
By George?
Not fun.
He is fun.
Not fun, he's
Stephen
fun.
Graham?
Not fun.
Fun.
Nah, it's not fun.
Simon Pegg?
Not fun.
Fun.
No.
Now, I'll name you some functioning alcoholics, okay? Hannah Graham? Fun.
Fun. Fun.
When she wants to be.
That's it.
Pippa? Fun.
Fun.
Toby?
Yeah,
fun.
That's true.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
You know? James Robinson.
Fun.
Doesn't work all the time.
Doesn't work. No, it's not the same rule for everyone, is it?
So anyway, so they're going
to
be...
she's so funny on it.
She's great on it. So
yeah, Lou. So Lou Sanders coming in for an awkward first date, speed dating interview.
Yeah.
And Johnny Vaughan, well, I'll ask him one question. I'll ask him, how are you? And then I can literally switch the microphone off, sit back for half an hour, and Johnny
absolutely
will keep talking.
Exactly what's going to happen.
Moosey, 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 moosey. Kiss a fag. I don't smoke anymore, Johnny. What? I don't smoke anymore.
Yeah.
Moosey, what? Kiss a vape? What else is coming up on the show? Well, I told you we've got a couple of guests and I've got that read about eBay, which we're contractually obliged to do before 10 o'clock this morning.
Radio X.
True.
Coming up, more incredible lady banter in Man Chat as Pippa is on her holidays.
I've been noticed. They've been noticed.
The Chris Moyle Show is full of bloomin' legends.
Yeah.
And we've got another one joining us shortly.
Yeah.
Johnny Vaughan is going to be in after 8 to talk about his new podcast, Bloomin' Legends.
Bloomin' Legends, that's it.
Plus...
yeah.
Once we've recovered from that, comedian Lou Sanders will be here after 9. When I say the, you say Chris Moyle Show. The
Chris Moyle Show.
The
Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Ah, let's get into some music, shall we? Keeps Matt Demerson off our backs. It's 7:10, it's Wednesday morning. We'll start with Liam Gallagher.
Success got you denied. No, you thought I was.
what's going to happen to the team dynamic when Pippa leaves? Has James been promoted? That's funny.
That is excellent.
No, we're going to have to let James go, unfortunately, because I don't like him. And so he's going to go.
It's a double exit.
Am I?
Yeah.
So to speak.
I think you should go, because you know what you were saying off the air the other day to me on the phone? We won't really miss Pippa, because she doesn't really do a lot. In fact, I do the lion's share of all the work.
I don't remember
so because
that.
Of that, if she's moving to Heart, you're going to have to go with her.
I don't remember.
Because otherwise they'll find her out.
Because you text me, do you remember you said Pippa was rubbish anyway?
Yeah.
Do you remember that text
remember
you sent me?
Sending
No one liked
you, do you remember
it?
you sent me that text saying, goodbye to, good riddance to bad rubbish,
that's
is what
you
said.
Yeah.
And you said, that bird, you wrote, will be nowt without me.
Because exactly.
I remember thinking good use of the word nowt.
Yeah.
Is my tone, but I don't remember.
Yay, the chicks left, I think is what you said.
Plus, you worked at Heart before, so you know where the knob is.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
In you the breakfast studio right now.
The turn up the feel good.
The
one.
Turn up the feel good
exactly
knob,
right.
yeah.
Got to turn the feel good up.
I know exactly.
Do you know what it goes up to? To turn up in Heart, then they say, turn up the feel good.
I'm 10, I would hope.
What?
10, I would hope.
No, 7.
Is it 7?
Yeah.
How is it?
Yeah.
I just
lost to 7.
Really?
It's just standard knobbage.
Right. Standard 7.
Yep. Yeah.
Knobbage.
So, yeah, so you'll be off as well.
Oh, that is a shame.
So, what will you do then?
I don't know. Wander the corridors.
Yeah.
Emma's texting saying, I still can't believe Pippa's leaving. I know, right? What a bombshell. What a shocker. Oh. We've not really talked about it since.
Yeah,
because
what?
Because I think we're all a little
some
bit...
Some people will hear it right now.
Oh, yeah. If you didn't hear the show the other day, Pippa's leaving.
Yeah.
There you go.
She's had enough.
Sorry to break the news to you.
She is on holiday this week, so she'll be back Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's leaving the Chris Moyles show. Maybe it's just time to just wrap it up.
Do you think?
You know, we've had a good run.
Yeah.
See you later.
We've had a great run.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I won the Euro Millions last night, so...
Oh.
182.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that enough, though?
182 million.
Yeah.
Well, I've done very, very, very rough math.
Yeah.
And I've worked out, yes.
Yes, it's fine.
It's definitely enough. I can leave work now.
Right.
Down.
for it. I'm not falling for it. It won't be finished yet. There's going to be another drum.
They do that at the
drum
end.
Drum rolling there somewhere. No, it is done. No,
I think it's it.
Yeah, it's it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you know who they are?
That's Royal Blood.
Do you know what they do?
They only play rock and roll music.
They're Royal Blood. They do rock music.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Pepper? Where's your rock
music? Heavy music.
That's right, Pepper. Yeah. She's going to leave a big hole in the show, isn't she?
Let's go for number two.
Okay, lovely. We'll be right back. Now. Hang on.
The Chris Miles Show. The Chris Miles Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Jump into the Agile City SUV.
Radio X.
Get your car MOT ready with eBay. And can you help Johnny get his car ready too?
You just know when MOT time comes around, stuff starts going wrong. That worn out wiper or blown bulb could catch you out. So give your motor a quick once over first, get the parts you need and save yourself the hassle.
Right now, eBay are giving away a road trip to the Scottish Highlands. For your chance to win and to help Johnny get MOT ready, head to radiox.co.uk.
It's the most wonderful time of
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
On the Beach.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi.
Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024.
Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes and think of your car. Now I want you to imagine yourself selling that car and getting a really great price for it. You just got the best offer for your car, like 500,000 other customers. So sell your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway. 84% of sellers got more than market price for their car, validated against 2 independent sources. Visit motorway.co.uk/claims.
Tired of unreliable broadband? Switch to EE today and get our most reliable full fibre ever.
So I can work at home?
While the kids nail dance practice.
And I can help them revise online?
Yes, yes, and yes. We'll even handle the switch for you.
That's epic.
You betcha. All for only $26.99 a month.
$29.99 from 31st of March 2026. 24 months. New customers. 50% UK availability. Terms apply.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy! On today's 4 till 7 thang, Little Si rocks the mics, plus more stack and pack fun. Come on now, baby.
Let's dance a late.
And radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. It's the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7. I'll see you in a second, because I'm actually on your show this morning, Moylesy.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Look at you. The future is unpredictable at times, but the Open University are the experts in distance learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University. The future is open.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Everyone, stop what you're doing. It's time to get back to the Chris Moyle Show.
Radio X. Oh, what's happened?
I've got something in my mouth.
What have you got?
I don't know.
Oh.
You know, I had this tooth out.
Yeah.
So I've been really careful with my teeth since I went to the dentist and he went, yeah, we got a lot of work to do. Mm. And I went and had that tooth out the other day.
Mm.
The next appointment, by the way, is one, possibly two, root canals.
Two?
Oh.
Wow.
F-U-N, fun.
But yeah, some of that's right.
Thank you. Anyway... I'm brushing my teeth. I'm being really careful because there's a because the tooth that was taken out is on the bottom right of my mouth, and it's the one right at the back.
Mm.
And so it's really weird because when I brush my teeth, it doesn't take as long now, obviously.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm trying to get that area and make sure it's nice and clean.
Yeah.
Even though there's no tooth there, and I'm like, oh, I think I've got a bit of food or something stuck in. Or I can't be stuck in the tooth because there's no tooth there.
Oh.
So, I don't know if it's you know, you get occasionally going to have a flap of skin.
Yeah.
I think I've got a flap of gum. Is that such a thing?
Yes, I guess a flap of, yes, because you're going to have excess gum on you.
But couldn't he have tidied that up? Well, I was for the bloody price I paid, he could have tidied it up.
Take your bit of gum off.
I want you to go back.
Well, next.
I am going back, aren't I? I've got 19 appointments.
Get him to have a look at the flap next time you're in.
Paying for his villa in Portugal.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, I can feel. But I can't see because it's right at the back. So even if I look in the mirror, I can't see.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Ask him to do a bit of flap investigation.
Well, if there's any dentist listening, you know, can you have gum flap?
Yeah.
Are you playing with it with your tongue?
Well, no, because I thought it was like, oh, I've got a bit of food there. So I was like, I'm trying to get it out. Now I'm like, it's the next day. I brushed my teeth last night. I brushed my teeth this morning. I've been mouthwashing, whatnot. I'm like, still there.
Yeah.
So I'm now thinking gum flap.
Gum, yeah, definitely. Great name for a band.
It's excess gummage. It's a flap of gum.
I was going to quickly search gum flap because I reckon there's a band called that. It's a brilliant name. Gum flap.
No.
There's no band. If any new bands are listening, there
you go. Take it, Dom, take it.
There's your name, gum flap.
Take it.
I'm going to register the domain.
Get recording today. Anyway, dentist text in. This is Paolo Nettini.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean. Topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. A room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello new shoes, bye bye blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Take me on, I'm walking till the break of dawn.